An alarm was sounding. The wail rising and stuttering and rising again. He didn't know if it was supposed to sound like that or if the shockwave had broken it. "You all in one piece there, Peaches?"
Not sure. My hand really hurts. It may have broken something."
He got to his feet. He hurt everywhere, but long familiarity with pain told him nothing was seriously damaged, so he shoved the hurt to one side and ignored it. Either the ground was still shaking a little, or he was.
"Well, you did. That'll suck."
The door to the hall was closed, but it looked wrong, like the frame had warped. He wondered if it would ever open again.
"We're 10 stories underground," Clarissa said.
"Yeah.
If it was like that for us, how bad is it up top?"
"Don't know," Amos said. "Let's go see."
She sat up. Her left hand was already swollen to about twice the size of the right one, so something in it was busted. In her prison gown, she looked like a ghost. Something already dead that hadn't stopped moving yet, which, he figured, might be accurate. "We're on lockdown," she said. "We're not going anywhere."
"Thing is, for us to be in lockdown, this has to be a prison. For this to be a prison, there has to be, you know, a civilization out there. I think this just turned into a big hole in the ground with a bunch of dangerous people in it. We should leave."
He kicked the door. It was like punching a bulkhead with a bare fist. He moved over and tried the shattered window. It was only a little bit better. He tried 3 more times before a voice, shouting from outside, interrupted him.
"Stop that immediately! We're in lockdown!"
"Someone doesn't know this isn't a prison anymore," Clarissa said. She sounded a little drunk. Might be a concussion to go with her broken hand.
"In here!" Amos shouted. "Hey, we're stuck in here!"
"We're in lockdown, sir. You'll have to stay where you are until..."
"The wall's cracked!" Amos shouted back. "It's gonna collapse!"
It might even have been true. There was a long moment of quiet, and then a click from the doorway. The door scraped open a couple centimeters and jammed. The escort looked in. Dim emergency lighting from down the hall turned her into a grayscale outline. Even so, he could see the fear in her expression. There were other people behind her, but he couldn't make them out.